The heaviest rain to hit southern India in over a century has caused flooding that's claimed at least 180 lives and brought life in the south of the country to a standstill. 2 days ago, the Indian government deployed troops to Tamil Nadu and closed the main airport, hampering aid efforts across the region. The Chennai police chief says at least 10,000 police personnel and trained rescue swimmers are being sent to the flooded area. And the military are aiming at helping the survivors of the deluge, which the Prime Minister has blamed on climate change. South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
In just 24 hours between Tuesday and Wednesday, a staggering 374 millimetres of rain fell on India's fourth largest city, Chennai, the heaviest fall recorded in over a century. The latest downpour is on top of several weeks' deadly rain, so far responsible for at least 180 casualties across the state of Tamil Nadu on India's southeastern tip. Parts of Chennai remain submerged by up to 3 metres of water. Makeshift rafts have replaced rickshaws as people in the worst-hit areas work to rescue others stranded by the rising muddy tide. The tarmac at Chennai Airport resembled a lake. Flights have been cancelled, trains too. Chennai is home to major car manufacturing plants, but Ford, Daimler, Chrysler, Hyundai and Nissan have all halted production. And for the first time in 137 years, one of India's oldest newspapers, The Hindu, did not go to print. In many areas, power remains off, while for stranded or homeless residents, food and clean drinking water are hard to find.
Waterlogging everywhere, if you see from this side to that side to this side, everywhere it is water. People are finding it very difficult to find a shop to buy groceries. Everything is closed. From last night, no power.
Chennai resident Prashant and 70 million who call the southern state of Tamil Nadu home have now endured several weeks of flooding like this. The latest bout has been triggered by a mercilessly slow-moving weather system in the Bay of Bengal, and exasperated residents like Prashant say authorities should have done more.
But this time, maybe due to the government's lack of preparation before the monsoon,
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has now called in the Army and Navy, with troops, boats and helicopters being dispatched to help those in need. As he prepared to head to Paris for the opening of the UN Climate Change Summit several days ago, Prime Minister Modi made a link that scientists are often hesitant to, blaming this particular weather event on climate change. "We are seeing the effects of fast-moving climate change," he tweeted.
"It is likely because if we look at the historically at the Chennai rainfall pattern, then at this time of year, there was no such rain of such intensity."
Vineet Kumar is a climate change program officer with the Indian think tank, the Centre for Science and the Environment. He says the extreme variation in monsoon patterns has the potential to wreak havoc, not only on cities and towns in India's south, but on food production as well.
The fact is that it has already happened and it is already impacting our farmers in India. If you want to see the devastation which it caused to farmers, there is a huge distress in the farm sector right now. There is a back-to-back 2-3 droughts. This year itself, there was almost half of the states of the country were facing the drought-like situation. And we in India, our poor population, our vulnerable population, our farmers, Indian farmers, are facing the brunt. They are suffering because of these things. If you look even at the recent February to March unseasonal rainfall and hailstorm this year, which affected 15 states of India, which devastated crops at very large scale and resulted into the large number of farmer deaths in that particular time. So it indicates that India is already suffering very heavily in terms of climate change impact.
India is playing hardball at climate negotiations in Paris. While it has committed to lowering the intensity of its growing carbon emissions, it has so far refused to cap them. Vineet Kumar again.
Given that the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has himself made that link on Twitter while the negotiations in Paris are ongoing, do you think it will have much of an impact on India's negotiating position in Paris?
We at India are actually increasing feeling that we are facing these problems not because of our action, but by the action of the rich country, developed countries, which have emitted so much greenhouse gas emissions. So it is natural that we should demand climate justice. We should demand developed world or the rich nations which are historically responsible for this to take some action, to show some seriousness, to work in accordance with their historical responsibility.
As negotiations continue half a world away in Paris, weather forecasters are predicting heavy rain will continue across India's south for several more days at least. This is James Bennett in New Delhi, reporting for PM.